The Kansas City, you're the worst. What are the worst parts about Kansas City? 713-572-4610.
And I anticipated, as we've already gotten a lot of feedback, that people are going to go immediately to the barbecue.
Yep.
You know, I don't usually like to try to delve into the barbecue as much just because it's like every city's different and regional. It comes down to taste. But seriously, Kansas City, sweet, sweet. You need it to be sweet. I'm like, are you not adult enough to just enjoy the flavor of the actual meat itself? You need to water it down with type 2 diabetes. Like, what the hell are you doing? Not to mention, and I think this is the most damning thing of all, I found a study that found Kansas City among major cities received the fifth most critical CDC violations, health code violations, in a nationwide study. So I tie that directly back to the barbecue hygiene there. Yeah, what the hell are you guys doing up there? You can't trust it.
This Kansas City, what are the worst parts? This team, think about this. They lost big leads to both Indianapolis and Tennessee. Big leads in the AFC playoffs in the last 4 years. They were unable to get wins. They have not won a playoff game in a long time.
They ran off a quarterback that was an MVP candidate last season for a guy who played in the Big 12 going up against no defenses being coached by Cliff Kingsbury. Boom, roasted.
We'll find out how it works. Joe Montana being in a Chiefs uniform.
I'd say this, Joe Montana, yeah, like just even denigrating the good legacy of Joe Montana by hiring him onto your team and just delaying your further. I would throw in there just for good measure, Marty Schottenheimer, both for harboring a guy who didn't have what it takes, but also firing a guy that was going to be the best you'd had for a long time. I don't know where to go on that, but Marty Schottenheimer is all encompassing. A few people said that the Kansas City airport is no good. I can't ever remember flying through the Kansas City airport, or at least walking through the terminal. I flew there as a player, but you don't walk through the terminal there. The only thing I could say is it must be true because Kansas City has a geographical advantage. I mean, it's, you know, from north to south, it's dead center. It's a little further east of dead center, but that should be a hub city. And I can't think of any. Is anybody a hub in Kansas City?
I don't think it's
shameful
a hub.
That your airport is not more prominently factored in these maps for various airlines. Screw you, Kansas City.
I was at the airport last year for a wedding. It was fine.
Well,
I didn't really know.
No, it was not. You were drunk. You were so drunk before that wedding. You don't know if it was fine or not.
I look like the kind of person that gets that drunk for a wedding.
Yes.
By the way, what terrible state is Kansas City actually in? Missouri or Kansas?
It's both. It straddles two states, and as such is the ultimate fence sitter. It's actually in the on the Missouri side. But this is where they're frauds. What do they love to do? They love to brag about, like, oh, Jason Sudeikis, everybody's sweetheart, is from Kansas City.
Paul Rudd, too.
Oh, but at the same time, they're complete snobs about, well, actually, the real Kansas City is in Missouri. Oh, yeah? Yeah? Well, you know where Jason Sudeikis is from? He's from the Kansas side. So you're trying to claim Jason Sudeikis, but you're claiming that only the true Kansas City is on the Missouri side. You're all frauds.
Can't
you're
that.
Just full of it. You're two-timing cheaters.
Is this the only city that's in actually two states in the United States?
Well, it's
New
not
York?
Actually. No. The actual city's in Missouri. It's the suburbs.
Gotcha.
So the metro area is.
Gotcha.
In,
okay.
Yeah, it straddles it.
Okay.
My wife is given the heebie-jeebies by Andy Reid, who she calls the angry gum chewer. We're discussing the worst parts by Kansas City.
Nick Wright's favorite team being the Kansas City Chiefs is part of it. We were trying to figure out exactly how we would handle the Nick Wright conundrum here, because like we don't want to be mean to Nick Wright, but I know that a lot of our listeners, some of our listeners, not a lot, but some of our listeners might have a distaste for Nick Wright, and for them, this applies that Nick Wright is from Kansas City.
Nick being raised in Kansas City led to his ridiculous obsession, perhaps to a sexual degree, with one LeBron James, which is, I'll be honest, quite annoying.
The
because
Kansas
there's
City
no NBA team.
Yeah.
He's a star chaser. Michael Jordan first, and now LeBron James.
Because Kansas City doesn't have the guts to lure a team away from Seattle to play NBA basketball for them.
It's true.
This is just fraudulent and shameful.
They're fine having a team that's the number one seed in the NCAA tournament every single year that is done by round two.
Roy Williams never won big until he went to North Carolina.
That's a good point, too. Ernest Hemingway got his writing career started off at the Kansas City Star. Ultimately, he would commit suicide. thanks a lot, Kansas City.
Yeah.
Causation.
Well,
there you go.
Well, a lot of people think, and look, it's 2018. You can call someone a racist without actually having any basis in fact. But people accuse Walt Disney of racism all the time. Not sure how well documented that was, but where is he from? Kansas City.
Yeah. Well, they still call one of their, like, minor college rivalries, I can't wish, they still call the Civil War, based on, like, the fact that Missouri and Kansas were actually fighting each other.
Oh, bad, yeah. There's some massacres going on in the 1840s and 30s.
So, again, like, listen, pick a side, bros. You can't even pick which side you're going to be on in the Civil War. How can I trust you now? Pat Mahomes sounding like Scott Farrell Jr. Scott Farrell, who sold out his boy.
His boy, Brian Cushing.
So I can't trust that Pat Mahomes won't also sell out Brian Cushing at some point.
One of the worst parts of Kansas City, text, Owen Hart died in Kansas City. Good point. Late 90s. I still remember Raw and WCW that next night.
Good or bad, depending on your taste. Aggie Rick says, the unofficial drink of Kansas City is the Moscow Mule. Every restaurant has multiple variations, and they like to push it. The Moscow Mule.
I don't know if I have a strong opinion on that. They're okay. Not my favorite drink.
What is it?
It's a Moscow Mule.
It's a cocktail made with vodka, spicy ginger beer, and lime juice.
It's very tasty.
That actually sounds pretty good.
Usually it's in a copper mug.
Mug. That's not bad.
Yeah. I like the copper mug.
You feel kind of fancy when you're drinking.
Oh, absolutely.
You feel like, all right, I'm a little sophisticated.
Sophisticated, putting on airs. That all falls back to they're putting on airs.
The Astros would be two-time World Series champions if not for the existence of this crap city, Kansas City. Thank you, Will Harris. Yes, Will Harris, eighth inning, game four.
Somebody points out that Superman is from Kansas City. Is that true? Is that where he's out in the middle of nowhere. Well, for one, he was from that planet. But then he was, his parents were farmers, right? But then he didn't go to Kansas City to write, did he? I thought that was like in Metropolis or something. I'm going to say
Metropolis, it's weird. You never really know where the hell Metropolis is.
Is it based on Kansas City?
In the Justice League movies, Batman versus Superman, Gotham and Metropolis are like basically like an hour apart. But I thought Metropolis was supposedly some giant Midwestern hub like Chicago or something along those lines. A couple of tweets, by the way. They drown barbecue in sauce from a couple of people. They say soda pop. I hate it when people say pop. It's not pop. It's soda.
Yeah, it's annoying.
I feel like you guys get worked up about that for some stupid reason.
I'm not worked up. It's name.
I grew up calling it pop. I don't know. I've been shamed into calling it soda.
You should be.
You know what pop is?
What?
Pop. You know what soda is?
What?
Multiple different things. It's like, soda water or the sweet soda or what are you talking
pop
about?
Pop is popcorn.
You know what soda is actually?
Does it actually
soda,
pop?
Soda isn't flavored sugar water. Soda is soda. And what you were drinking is soda pop. Yeah, I'm not gonna just keep bending over backwards to accommodate everybody else being inexact in their English language.